I seldom spend money to see a movie, okay, because it's very expensive now. But one that was worth my while was, it was a long time ago, was this movie, okay, The Avengers, okay, Endgame. I'm sure many of you have seen it. In fact, I have the original copy of the Infinity Gauntlet I brought back from USA a year ago. Now, which character fascinated you most? Iron Man? A lot of people are Iron Man fans, right? Captain America? Or Spider-Man? Okay. For me, it was none of the above. The guy at the top fascinated me most, okay? Because with one snap of his finger, with all the Infinity Stones he collected, okay, half the world passed away. Now, for a long time I was trying to figure out why Spider-Man did not die very fast. Everybody died like in a few seconds. But if you look at Spider-Man, he died like 1 minute. Why they were talking about on the web is because of his emotional bond to Iron Man. And so Spider-Man did not want to go. He said, "I don't want to go, I don't want to go." But Iron Man hushed him and said, "You don't want to go, you're a child. And you're using your Spider-Man's strength to fight going." And comforted him, and he left. Can you imagine the world when half of the world is gone, from human beings to plant life? The history of man is this. We commence with human existence, but we continue with human exploitation. In the end, we conclude with human extinction. And that's why Jesus Christ, our Savior, come, save us from our sins, from all our sorrows and all our shame. There's no remedy for man. There's no recourse that he can go by. And worse, man has no remorse. And that's why you look at the world today, the world is just as bad as it was, okay? Man is crooked, man is cunning, and now we see around the world, man is cruel, okay? And because of that, they live in a world of sin, suffering, and strife. And also because of that, you see with the pandemic showing us, we live in a world which is a world of disorder, death, disaster, and in the future, destruction. Now, why did God create the world as it is? What was his plan for the world when he created the world? What can he done for fallen people, for faithless people like us, and even for foolish people who worship anything but him? And an important question is Revelation 5, is that who is qualified to save the world from its ruin, from our rottenness, and for the retribution that's to come in Revelation? That's why Revelation shows us that nobody is worthy except Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who came as the Redeemer, and he came to die for us on the cross. Let's see the 3 points I want to share with you from Revelation today. Because without Jesus Christ, we share of our defenselessness. Without him, all the world is going the same way of death, destruction, and devastation. Let's read verses 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under earth could open or look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found. You know, we see the lion, the root of David has triumphed. He is who is worthy? That's the question. Who can die for the sins of man? Have you ever the Olympics just passed, right? Have you heard of Simone Biles, the gymnast? She was supposed to be GOAT. You know, it's the GOAT, the greatest of all times in gymnastics. Okay, she won 19 world championship gold. It was almost a walk away. But just as she's about to enter the competition, her body tells her, you cannot twist and bend anymore. And so she withdrew from all her events. Came back for the last event, she entered the bronze. And a month ago, you can hear on the 15th floor all the young kids calling her name, Jiang Ka Long. All the little kids, Jiang Ka Long, Jiang Ka Long. Who is he? He was not a goat. His English name is Edgar, and he's left-handed. And he dropped out of college to train, and he was ranked number 19 before he won the men's singles gold in fencing. And humble as he is, Jiang said in an interview, to be honest, I'm not that calm. I don't know what I can do. It's like a dream. That's why everyone thinks I'm calm, but I didn't know what happened. The reaction in Hong Kong has been insane, because in total medals in Hong Kong, we only have three. Now we have four, because we haven't had a gold medal since 1996. So it means a lot to show the world we can do it. We are all not only a city, we can fight for victory. Who is worthy? Those who are worthy collapse last minute. Those who do not think they're worthy rise to the occasion. Chapter 5 is a very touching, tender, and like me, you look at it, it's a very tearful chapter. Because more important than what else in the book is the first question in the book. The first question in the book in Revelation is, who is worthy? Who is worthy to die for the sins of man? Who is worthy to save the world? Who is the worthy to give man a second chance? That's why you and I are here. Because we know that Jesus Christ has died for us. Verse 3. The answer, no one. Who is in heaven or under the earth to open the scroll or even look inside it? Yeah, just keep on going, okay? Don't wait for me. Verse 4. No one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Nobody. Nobody was worth it. And that's the reaction of John when he wrote the book. And keep going, yeah. And also, chapter 5 records the first time people weeping in the Bible, okay, in Revelation. Verse 4 and 5, okay, if you look at verse 4 and 5, the translation called wept and wept, okay. In Greek, it is, I'll tell you from Hong Kong, wept poly, poly you, wept much. Wept and wept. Okay, so some translate wept greatly, some translate wept loudly, and some translate cried and cried. If there's no Jesus Christ in our lives, we all would have gone the way of death, disaster, and destruction. And that's why John, he saw that the world was wasting away, and because of that, he was so touched. And he not only whimpered, he wept. Okay? He was not only sad, but he sobbed and sobbed. He not just moaned, but he mourned and mourned. It was unceasing, it was uncontrolled, and it was unchecked. Because you understand man's condition, we are so rotten. And he knew the world was coming to an end. But the angel comforted him that, weep not, okay? Let's see, keep going, okay? Is intensified by the negation, do not weep, okay? Not just the regular weep, but do not weep. Why? Verse 5, because the Lamb of God has triumphed, okay? Nikao, can we see on the next PowerPoint? Okay, the prevail, triumph, next one, I want to see my Nike, okay? This is the same word, triumph is to keep going front. Okay, it means has overcome, has conquered, and has gotten the victory. Okay, this word triumph is from the sports shoes Nike, which is a noun. Okay, the verb is nikao, okay, which is the Nike word. And the Lamb of God has triumphed over the grave. Okay, Jesus Christ came to die for us. He was not deceived, he was not defeated, he was not dethroned, but because He came, life has hope. And without him, our lives would be just disaster. Okay? This second point I want to share is that first of all, when we look at the world, we see our defenselessness. Second, we can sing of our deliverance. Because of Jesus Christ, we can sing. Do you guys sing just now? I think you guys are a little bit nervous because you're so used to singing in Cantonese, right? So now that's the switch channel, so it's pretty hard for you. Okay, let's try to sing a little bit. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, ruler David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb looking as it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders together. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp. Keep on going. Each one had a harp, and which are prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you punished men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." This beautiful scene includes four angels and 24 elders. I'm trying to recreate how it's like to have the best voices in the world to come and sing this song. And I did my own, try to edit this for my own. The four angels. Let's see our four angels. My selection. I even included a few Chinese singers. A lot of gospel singers, okay? You have Michael Jackson, you have Elvis, you have Celine Dion, you have Karen Carpenter, Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, James Brown, Diana Ross. I love my gospel people. There's one guy called Henry Johnson, and this is Whitney Houston's mom, Alison Krauss, Steve Green. And then you have rock, you have all this Fats Domino, Louis Armstrong. You guys got to go to your YouTube, okay? Bo Diddley. In the country, you have Johnny Cash, you have Hank Williams. Chinese singers, I got my Teresa Teng. I got my Wang Fei. I got my Zheng Hongyao. You guys don't know this one. Who is this one? Huh? Go Ji Zai San Po. Go Chi Mei Xin Go. This guy, okay? I love him. Wang Ka Goi and Sam Hui. Can you imagine the heaven singing with all this wonderful singing? Okay? What are they singing? The main point they want to sing four times in this chapter is this word, worth. Who is worthy? One day when we get to heaven, all we can think about, thou art worthy. You are worthy. The Lamb of God is worthy. And we can see that the word loud voice occurs four times. Okay, you can go back to the verse. And the word for loud voice is like chiastic if you look at it. It begins with a loud voice and it ends with a loud voice. It begins with one angel singing loud voice, it ends with many angels singing with a loud voice. And what does it mean? They sang this beautiful song, you are worthy. What does it mean, worthy? That means he is the one who has all the authority. He has all the ability and he has all the abundance because of his wisdom, all his words and his work in us. Because of him, we have our life that we live. And not only that, he gave us his blessings, he gave us his benevolence upon everybody, his creation and his children. Let's look at the next chart. This is how it is supposed to be. Okay? Who? You have a mighty angel proclaiming a loud voice. And then verse 4, you have John. Verse 8, the four living creatures and the 24 elders. And the last point, the many, many angels, numbering thousands and 10,000. And what do they say? Verse 2, they are mighty angel, and they have all the superlatives, loud voice. And verse 4, you have map much. And then verse 9, a new song. You guys want to get to heaven? You're practicing your new song, okay? And then you have many angels and loud voice. And verse 3, this is the message. Who is worthy? Verse 4, nobody. Then verse 9, you are worthy. And verse 12, they talk about who that you is. Worthy is the Lamb, okay? And all of verse 2 creates a sensation of alarm. Verse 4, you have the answer. Verse 8, you have an assurance. And lastly, verse 11, you have adoration and praise for the Lamb of God. Now, let's take a look at the next chart, verse 9. And you can see this wonderful song that is singing, because he is slain, okay? And he has purchased to God. And the third point, he has made us kings and priests. And the fourth point, he has made us reign on earth. The next chart, please. Yeah. And through this three, you can see that because he made us sacrifice for us all, and he's the salvation for us all, and he is in service of us all, and because he's sovereign, okay, because of Christ and all his wonderful deeds, okay, we are no longer offenders with our sins. We are no longer outsiders of his grace, and we are no longer outcasts who do not know God, okay. And you see this? Slain means his forgiveness of sins. Purchased to God means his redemption of us. And he made us kings and priests, made us royalty. And finally, to rule on the earth. Okay. His pardon for us when he's slain. His payment for us when he purchased us. And now we are his possession, made us kings and priests. And we are privileged to reign on earth. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's wonderful grace, we are, because of the Lamb, we can sing this wonderful song. You and I here are seated because the Lamb of God died for us. If not, like I say, we will be on the course, just like now, a lot of panic instead of praise, a lot of problems instead of our lives as privilege. Okay? Now, what do we do in chapter 5? First of all, we share our defenselessness. Then we sing of our deliverance. But the last point is that we have to show our devotion to God. Let's take a look at verses 11 to 16. 11 to 14. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000, 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor." Then I heard every creature in heaven and the earth, and on the sea, all them singing, "To see him sits on the throne and the Lamb be praise and glory, power forever, forever." The four living creatures said, "Amen, amen." Oh, this long one. Can I make sure the next one? Okay. Show our devotion to God. Okay, this is what we call the prayer of Saint Patrick. Okay, and Saint Patrick, show the next PowerPoint. Okay, this is the wonderful praise we can pray every day to show our devotion to God. How can we say in every morning when you wake up? They call this the morning prayer. We pray, "Christ be with me, Christ before me, Christ be behind me, in me, beneath me, above me. Christ above, on my right, on my left, when I sit down, in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, in the eyes that see me, and in the ears that hear me." May this be your prayer of devotion every day. Before we were defenseless, now he has delivered us. But delivered us for what? Delivered us so that we can continue to have a life of devotion to him, not to go back to your old life. And verse 5, continue with that singing, okay? And now we call this part the greatest doxology in the Bible. this 9 things, okay? Okay, bless is what, okay? And this is the greatest doxology in the Bible. And I couldn't find a song to it because there are 7 things about God. The first song was about his acts, what he did for us. But this song is not about his acts. His attributes, who he is. The previous word was what he did. But you just praise him for who he is. Okay, and what is this prayer? And this is the seventh, and this is the seventh thing: his power, his wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise. Okay, what does power means? His authority in the world, his abundance to us, application for wisdom. His strength means he's able. Honor means that he's authentic. And glory means that he's the anchor of lives. And praise means acclamation. Okay, so we go on and on. You see his command, his completeness, his comprehension, his capability, his character, commendation, and celebration. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful doxology. And the third point, he is unequal. He is unthrifty in how he treats us. Nobody can understand him. And he is untroubled. He is uncompromising. He is unmeasurable. And he is uplifting. And we see the last one. Okay, last one. Power talks about his force. His wealth means his furnishing for us in our life. Wisdom talks about his foresight. Strength talks about his fortitude. Honor talks about his faithfulness. Glory talks about his fullness. And praise, the last point is praise, is old word is called blessings, his favor upon us. So what do we do in return? Okay, there's only one thing to do. Where's the word? When you come across the word worthy, what is the verb for worthy? What's the verb? Worship. There's only one way. Okay? There's only, when we talk about he's worthy, it implies that your life is a life of worship. Okay? Why is it? Because he has loved us. We worship him because he lives forever. And we worship him because he's our creator. And no matter what, no matter how Hong Kong is, no matter how Asia is, and the rest of the world is, he is still on his throne. So, brothers and sisters, I leave you to Revelation 5. Do you live a life of worship and witness? Do you live a life of testimony and teaching for him? Do you teach about him in your friends, in your family, or wherever you are? A lot of things are chaos around the world. But when we focus on him, we understand everything belongs to him. And he is worthy of our praise. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you and thank you, Lord, because of your great love to us, Lord. When we see the world on a collision course, out of control, and nothing seems right, Lord, your word continue to call us to not to weep, but to be strong, because you have overcome death, disaster, and destruction of every kind, Lord, and you are seated on the throne. And all we live is live for you, Lord. Help us in the morning to sing a new song to you, to lift our eyes, because you are worthy not only because of the acts you have done, Lord. We understand in the end you are worthy because of your wondrous attributes for who you are, not what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.